is a News 1130 special report.
All right, we're talking this week about everything British Columbia, the ultimate book of lists. It's by Bethany Lindsay and Andrew Weichel. It's available from McIntyre at Purcell Publishing. And we have a bit of a twofer this morning, and that we're joined by both Bethany and Andrew. Welcome and thank you both for doing this.
Hi there.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So at first glance, you'll forgive me, I would call this the thinking person's Uncle John's reader of British Columbia. What inspired you to compile this ultimate book of lists about BC?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Uncle John, because that was kind of exactly what we were going for. But this was an idea that our publisher had, and he approached us with it. And it just, I don't know, you know, we're both daily journalists, and you deal with so much serious stuff in a day in the news in BC. And it was just a great opportunity to do something a little more fun, a little lighter, and also to learn a lot about BC.
Andrew, why do we love lists so much?
Well, who doesn't love lists? You know, it's just a great convenient way to learn a lot about a certain topic in a kind of easily digestible format, you know. Great to kind of take to the beach or pick up and put down at your leisure. It's just a fun way to learn things.
For each of you, pick a favorite list and tell me why.
Well, you know, there was one list that was kind of surprising to me. I reached out to Glenn Mofford, who has a weird specialty, which is the history of bars and hotels in BC. And he was just so happily on board. And as soon as I saw the list, I was like, this is gold. It starts right off with Mike, the bartending dog, who served drinks at the Bowser Hotel back in the 1920s. And I've been raving about that list ever since it came in.
It sounded almost like sort of an old wives' tale or an urban legend or something, but Glenn actually provided us with some pictures of Mike, the bartending dog. So we've got one of those in the book as well. Super cute. You can see him delivering a bottle of beer to some sailors at the bar.
Andrew, would that be your favorite list as well, or do you have a different one?
I love that list. That one was fantastic. I actually had a great time working with the UFO Society of BC. We asked them to compile a list of their most credible UFO reporting, UFO sightings that were reported in BC, and not necessarily a full believer in any of that stuff, but it's very interesting to read their accounting of what went down and why they believe each individual.
What would you say was the hardest part about putting a book like this together? For instance, was there anything you had to leave out for space constraints?
No, I mean, we definitely didn't get to cover every single list that we were hoping to. You know, we were on a bit of a time constraint, and we both worked full-time writing every day. So I guess, you know, coming home from an 8-hour shift and, you know, jumping back into more writing was sometimes challenging, but overall, it was actually a really fun project to work on. You know, just so much interesting content to dig into and research every day.
Was there a list that you'd want to have in here that you can't, or you're going to leave that for book number two, maybe?
Yeah. I think we'll leave that for book number two. But we definitely found that, you know, sometimes we would get stuck and say, "What do we write about next?" But it was always great to go out for drinks with a couple of friends. And once you get people talking and tell them what you're working on, they have a million ideas about things you could write. So yeah, there's definitely a lot more fodder if this book is successful enough.
For each of you, what did you learn in compiling this book that you didn't know before about BC? Was there any, I mean, there's a lot of things in here I didn't know, for instance, but were there any aha moments for each of you?
You know, I found it really interesting digging into some of the history, to be honest. You know, one of the lists I really enjoyed working on was the 6 BC riots that had nothing to do with hockey. You know, just getting to look into all the different social issues that were percolating at every time. You know, some of these were really dark blotches on BC's history. You have what they called the Anti-Oriental Riot of 1907, which was 3 days long and just saw mobs of people trashing Chinatown, looting stores, assaulting people. But some of them were also, you know, fairly light in comparison and sort of just amusing to look back on. Like the Penticton riot of 1992, which broke out after an MC Hammer concert. That was the one where a bunch of teenagers ended up rolling that peach-shaped concession stand into Okanagan Lake in the midst of all the fracas, which I'm sure was also pretty devastating to the owner. But even the owner, it seems, kind of looks back at that and laughs now. So
yeah, it's kind of hard to pick just one thing because, you know, we learned so much going through this book, but one of my favorite things was I was working on a list of exotic wildlife on the loose in BC, kind of thinking of more recent examples like the cheetah that was running on the highway near Creston. But then I learned about the great elephant hunt of 1926 when 14 elephants escaped from a circus train in Cranbrook, and it took more than 6 weeks to bring them all back in.
I'm going to have a look at that one after we're done here, for sure. What do you want people to take away from the book, ultimately?
I hope they take away the fact that this is a province with an incredibly rich and colorful history and present, and it's really, BC is so unique. It's not like any place else in the world, and this is kind of a celebration of that.
I think we can leave it there. We are talking, of course, about Everything British Columbia, the ultimate book of lists. I've been joined by Bethany Lindsay and Andrew Weichel. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, John.
You're listening to News 1130, Vancouver's breaking news, traffic, and weather station.